Holy, you are holy, King of kings, Lord of lords, you are holy, holy. King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. Worthy, you are worthy. King of kings, Lord of lords, you are worthy, worthy, you are worthy, King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. Holy, you are holy, King of kings, Lord, you are holy, holy, you are holy. King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. Jesus, you are Jesus. King of kings, Lord of lords, you are Jesus, Jesus, you are Jesus, King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you, King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you.
Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. We thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day, another day that you have made, another day that you have blessed us to be able to see, another day of life and that more abundantly, another day of victory, another day of being more than overcomers, another day, God, to be in your presence, another day to make your name glorious, another day to lift up the name of Jesus and to declare it everywhere that we go. Thank you for another day, God, to bask in your glory, to see the beauty of our God and to be able to inquire in his temple, to be able to see the sun rise, God, as it still obeys your command since the beginning of time, and then later in the evening to see the moon rise as well, as it as well obeys your commands since the beginning of the times. Thank you for a day, God, that we can hear the birds sing songs of worship and songs of honor to your glory and your honor, to be able to pass by the lilies of the fields that you dress every single day, God, because you are a mighty God and you are a loving God, that you love things that are beautiful, God, and you love things, God, you love the works of your hands as you created man and as you created the earth and as you put things in existence. Oh, God, after you made those things, things you said, and it's good, and you love what you saw. You are happy and pleased with the things that you created, God. And we want to say thank you for being someone or being a thing, being a person, being something, God, that you created. God, you didn't just speak us into existence, Lord, but you took time to shape us and mold us and to create us, God, in your very image, God, in the likeness of God, in the likeness of men that you made, in the likeness of yourself, God, that you make us both male and female. And you took time and invested time, God, to shape us and to form us, God, and to make us look just like you. Then you clothed us, oh God, with the dust of the ground, God, and we want to say thank you, even though this flesh is slowly decaying every single day, God. I thank you that my spirit man is growing stronger and stronger each day as I travail before you, as I seek your face, as I hunger and thirst for more of you, God. I want to say thank you because you are a provider of needs, God. You are a God that meets every single need, that there's nothing that you don't provide. There's nothing that you cannot fulfill. There's nothing, God, that falls short of your glory in each and every day that you allow us to see. It's another day to bask in the beauty of who our God is. Thank you, God, for all that you've done thus far as we have traveled over the dangerous highways, and we begun meeting here in Holy Land in Memphis, God. I want to say thank you for allowing us to make it here safely. Thank you for allowing those that have traveled here by ground, train, planes, or automobiles to make it here safely, God, as we've come together to do the business of the church. But God, even as we've come here from different places across the world, God, to do the business of the church, God, the business of our God is still at hand, and the business of our God is that men ought to always pray. And so we have taken time out this morning to seek your face early in the morning while you may yet be found. I feel like Mother McCown this morning because she's up quite early, God, and I'm on her time zone. But God, this sacrifice, being willing to get up in the morning, shall bear the fruit, God, that you promised to those that are willing to put flesh under subjection and to seek your face. Oh, God, have your way in us today, now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your glory be revealed in our lives, and let your glory be revealed in the life of our ministries, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, wherever we may be from, God, some are calling from Texas, others are calling from Memphis, God, many are calling from home, God, but we've come here for the same point, and we've come together this morning for the same mission, God. That's to make your name glorious. That's to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice. That's to submit ourselves to your will and to submit ourselves to your way. We can't go through this day, God, without seeking your face first, Lord. We can't be victorious this day without getting your steps and getting your direction, God. We can't be victorious today unless you lead us, God, and direct us, God. We don't want to lean into our own understanding, but this morning, God, we submit to you, and in all our ways, we acknowledge you, God. We acknowledge, God, that we are nothing without you. We can't live without you. We can't breathe without you. We can't move without you. We can't think without you. We can't ask without you. God, we can't walk without you. We can't talk without you, God. We can't do anything without you. We can't do business for the day, God. We can't do anything without you. So we seek your face first, God, so that your will might be done in our lives. Oh, God, so that we won't go to the ways that seem as right, God, because those ways that seem right lead to destruction. But God, I know the way, the truth, and the life. And God, that way, the truth, and the life is Jesus Christ. He is the way. He is the truth. And he is the life, God. And we thank you, God, that you know just the way that we should go, and you know the way that we should take. So we come before your presence with singing this morning. We come before your presence with praise. We come before you, God, with thankfulness in our heart for blessing us and having mercy upon us yet another day. If there's anything, God, in us that's unlike you, I plead the blood right now. As we have acknowledged you, as we have adored you, as we have magnified you, God, we've declared that we are nothing without you, God. And because sin comes in our lives, Lord, we don't want to be deceived, God, and we don't want our worship and our praise and our adoration to stink in your nostrils. So, God, if there's anything in us blessed a son like you, as we endeavor to bless your name all the time, God. Like David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth, God. I want my praise to be for real. I want my praise to be received of you. God, I want my praise to be a place that you're willing to come in and inhabit, God, and bring your great big old self to rest in my space, in my situation, in my trial, in my circumstances, for I'm willing to invite you in. But God, if there's anything in me that's unlike you, I plead the blood right now. Wash your people right now, God, from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, that nothing will be in the way, that nothing shall be able to separate us from your love, that nothing will get in between us and your promises, that nothing will cause us to be distracted or led astray, that nothing, God, won't lead us, God, to the path of death, oh God, but we want to be led to the path of righteousness. So make us whole, God, from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, in the mighty name of Jesus. If there's wrong thoughts in my head, God, cast that out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. If words, oh God, I've spoken words of death and not life, God, bind my tongue right now in the name of Jesus. If I have not loved unconditionally, Lord, like you love, God, clean up my heart and create in me a clean heart, Lord, and renew a right spirit within me. If my hands have touched things that are unclean, God, make them clean even right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. If my feet have led me to places, God, that are not worthy, oh God, from my spirit, my holiness, my holy being, God, to be in, God, oh God, show me the way to go, God, that I may be clean before you, and that I may offer you this sacrifice this morning. From the crowns of our head to the soles of our feet, make us clean, make us holy, and make us one. That you might get the glory out of our lives, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. That as we go through our day, that we may be the living epistle that are read of men, that men might say, what must I do to be saved? That they may see, God, in our good works, but give you the glory and the honor and the praise. Help us to be the shining lights, the cities that are set upon a hill that cannot be hid. Help us to be the ones, oh God, to be the example of you, so that men that are in darkness, men that are distracted, men, oh God, that are in despair, men may see that there is a hope, God. Our hope, God, maketh us not ashamed, because we know that we hope, God, that it shall come to pass. And our hope is built in nothing less, God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Because my hope is not in man. My hope is not in the president. My hope is not in my finances. My hope is not in my friends. My hope, God, is not in anyone else but you. My hope is built on nothing less than in Jesus Christ. Oh, God, your blood and your righteousness. That's who I hope in. That's who I lean on. That's who I put my trust in, Lord. And I want to say thank you, Lord, today, for being a rock. Thank you, Lord, today, for being a strong tower. Thank you, Lord, today, for being the wheel in the middle of a wheel. Thank you, God, that our hope is not in vain, but our hope, God, will come to pass, because our hope is in the one who sits high and the one who looks low. Our hope is in the one that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I can ever ask or think. Our hope is in the one who can do things that our eyes cannot see, who can do things that our ears cannot hear, who can do things that our minds can't even imagine, but can do the things and give us the revelation because the Spirit dwells within us. Thank you, God, that my body don't belong to myself, but it belongs to you. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. You've chosen to dwell in me. You've chosen to dwell in your people. And for that, we are grateful, God, that you've considered even me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for even considering me to be a place that you're willing to dwell in. Thank you, God, for considering me to be a vessel, God, that you would be willing to live in, to abide in, to rest in, God, and to trust in. I thank you, God, for trusting me to be a place where your Spirit can dwell in. And I want to say thank you. Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. Welcome into my heart and welcome into my life today. Welcome, God, on my job. Welcome in my home. Welcome in my heart, God. Welcome into my conversations. Welcome, God, in where I go, God. Welcome, God, as I go to the market, God. Welcome, God, you are welcome in this place, Lord, today. Thank you, God. for being everything that we need and more. The scripture says that if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. And we put our hope and our faith and our trust in you today. As we wait on you today, you tell us they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And God, we need to be strengthened today. We need to be encouraged today. We need to be empowered today. And so we faithfully and trustfully and without a doubt, God, we wait upon you. Come no more, God, and have your way in our lives, Lord, today. Bless us in the city. Bless us in the fields. Bless us when we come. Bless us when we go. All because our hope is in you. You are a God that never fails. You are a God that never falls short of your glory. And we thank you that you are a God of victory and not a God that is defeated. So bless us, God. As we go throughout our days, we want you to bless everything that we put our hands to do. God, that you might get the glory out of us. Bind the flesh on every hand. There are some thorns in our flesh, God, that are afflicting us, that are causing us some frustration, causing us some of that heartache. But God, you remind me even now that your grace is sufficient. Thank you, God, that you've given us your unmerited favor because Jesus died on the cross for our sins. Thank you for the blood that washes and still makes whole even yet today. But God, we pray that you would touch our bodies from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet and make us whole, make us right, make us acceptable, make us right before your eyes. So that we may walk in your victory, walk in authority, and walk in your power, Lord, on this day. Bless us. Keep us. Strengthen us. Encourage us. Breathe life into us. Remind us that there is still hope. Remind us that victory is on the way. Remind us that breakthrough is yet upon us, Lord, and that we can walk by faith and not by sight. Help us to keep our eyes on you, to keep our eyes on the prize and the high calling, to continue to press towards you. Help us, God, today to be reminded that you are always there, that you've promised that you would never leave us, nor would you ever forsake us. God, that you would be with us until the end of the world. That hope, that fact, that belief shall keep us, strengthen us, embolden us, encourage us this day, because we serve a mighty God. Bless those that have taken time out this morning, God, to join us in this early morning prayer. As I said, God, some of them make sacrifices. I know my sister is on a different timeline. Thank you for her sacrifice. My mother is on a different timeline. Thank you for her sacrifice. Those that have dialed in from various places, thank you. God, bless them for their sacrifices, Lord. For our sacrifices are not in vain when we do it with a right spirit. Now, bless us, God. We've come to be empowered. We've come to be encouraged. And that's why we pray, because you are the lifter up of our head. You are the lover of our souls, and we just put our hearts and our minds and our lives in your hands this morning. And since they're in your hands, God, they're in good hands because you never fail. Now bless us as we go. Bless us as we walk. Bless us as we talk. And bless us as we go throughout our day. Lead us and guide us and direct us. And we'll be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray this morning. Thank God, amen, and amen. God bless you, saints. I'm going to have to keep on talking because for some reason my phone is not appearing for me to be able to cut off the feed. I pray that God bless you, that God will allow his choicest blessings to rain upon you on this day. I want to remind you again that this is the day that the Lord has made. And since God has blessed us this day, let us rejoice and let us be glad in it, for we serve a mighty God. There is no one like him. He is magnificent in all his ways. So I pray that God's blessings will rain upon you this day and that this day will be a day like none other. May God bless you. May heaven shine upon you all this day. Bye-bye.